The global trend of increased urbanization and population growth has given rise to the emergence and expansion of slums. The rising incidence of slums in developing countries like Ghana continues to raise eyebrows, resulting in new strategies by city authorities to either condemn or commit to the concerns of slum dwellers. But have you ever thought of how these slum communities emerge? Radio Ghana's Rosemary Gazy traces the history of one of Ghana's largest slums in the nation's capital, Accra.
You may be missing the sights, but not the sounds of a vicinity many describe as Accra's most notorious slum. Fadama, now Old Fadama, is located in the heart of the nation's capital, Accra, which is one, if not the first, of Ghana's four primate cities. This densely populated community of about 80,000 occupies a little over 33 hectares of land along the Odo River and the Kole Lagoon. It is across the Buglish market with other specialized markets around it, including the onion market, the yam market, the pineapple market, and the tomato market. There's also the main lorry station to the north, including the Narongo station. It is interesting to note that Old Fadama reflects the regional, that's tribal mix of Accra as a city. And the population mix even goes beyond the country's borders to embrace other foreign nationals. The community indeed has a blend of people from all the 10 regions of Ghana, with more than 70% from the three regions of the north. 70-year-old Kofi Afol from the central region, now a community leader at Old Fadama, pegged the population at the time of his arrival at 3,000.
I came here as a result of hardship. It wasn't easy to rent an apartment in town. But here, when you come in those days, you meet the traditional leaders, they measure with their feet the portion for you, and then you also put up the wooden structure, and you also start life. This is where I've been and taking care of all my children.
Another settler is middle-aged Philip Kuma, who comes from Krachi in the Volta region and has been living at Old Fadama for the past 12 years. He says dressmaking is his vocation, but now a social worker running a tailoring shop alongside all in this community. Mr. Kuma tells me how he got to settle in this popular slum.
I came into this community because it was difficult for me to rent a shop in town. As a result, I found it very easy to get a shop here, and that is how I eventually settled down here.
How convenient is the place?
It's not that convenient, but it's like we have no choice. We make do with whatever is available, because if you want comfort and convenience, the best place is this former residential areas. But because we can't afford, we manage what is here. In fact, the bottom line is poverty.
Sounding very informed, the social worker and resident traced the history of Old Fadama to several factors, not ruling out negligence on the part of government.
In the 90s, when we had the NAM conference, the authorities decided to decongest the city to get it rid of these hawkers. So they brought them as a market and not as settlers. But as you know, in every market, people will want to stay by their wares overnight. And it continued and became a residence for them. That's one factor. And this northern conflict is another factor. When there was a problem in the north, people rushed down here for safety. And also, I think in the 80s, when people were deported from Nigeria, they settled here first before they were sent to the north. Then the yam market was also brought in here. And because of the market, people decided to sleep around the yam. We also have people who are just moving into Accra for greener pastures. They decided to settle here because they couldn't afford accommodation in town. And also, because it was a station for the north, when people come down south here to trade, after buying their wares, they sleep at the station so that the following day, their goods will be transported to the north. And as they started sleeping, they were also put putting up these wooden structures by the station so that when they come, they will have a place to lodge. Gradually, it was becoming a settlement. And some of these factors, I believe, was contributed by the government. So if they accuse people that they are squatters, they just came and grabbed land, it's not completely true. To some extent, yes, we agree.
That you take it that this is a temporary place for all settlers here?
I agree. It's a temporary place. But the point is that when you talk about temporary place, how long? Why has the authorities also overlooked this for over 25 years? Now they need a place. We agree, if you need your place, there are procedures that we think you should go through. And that is all that we are talking about.
That means that those who settled here initially should have also thought it wise to have planned well and left after they have gathered whatever they wanted to. So since you are proving that it's a temporary place and government has looked on up till this time.
Yes. Do you think one is ever satisfied that I've got enough in life? You know, when people settle here, they settle here for a reason, to be able to support their families.
My mission to find out more about how Old Fadama community emerged took me to the private residence of the chief of Jamestown, under whose jurisdiction this community falls. But did you know that Old Fadama was the venue for Ghana's first stadium? Ni Kojo Bebiu is the paramount chief of Jamestown traditional area.
It was meant to be a welcome ground. We call it Mpueno. It's a hallowed place for the villagers to assemble on the third day before the Omowo festival.
So which year are we talking about here?
About 1900 or 1899, thereabouts.
But what was the official purpose of that place, Fadama?
It was uninhabitable. Jamestown owned a portion of it, and the Gamashi owned the other portion. But Jamestown gave portion of his land to one Abloh Mills, a merchant, to use as a pig farm. Incidentally, the government too had its mortuary nearby.
How did they get to settle there?
In the 80s, coming down to the 90s, started to develop. Huts started to bring up here and there. They had to be relocated to the new Fadama area. But it was a one-way path up to the Ring Road at that time. Later on, one headmaster of the Gakwe School turned it up into a playing field, named the Wusu Memorial Park, because there was no playing field as such. And it was well developed to the standard required. So all big football matches were held there.
Now that these settlers have come in, what do you wish to be done to that place?
We want them to be resettled. The way the buildings are growing up is not conducive at all.
Now who takes custody of the place?
The Jamestown stole land, so we're trying to take custody of it. Because the way they are moving into Jamestown now. And we don't like it. They have drawn the attention of AMA that they should be somehow. Otherwise, we'll have to get up.
You wish that they are resettled so that you develop the place
for other purposes. It was meant to be a favorable place for entertainment, boat racing, and they had wanted to develop the Kole Lagoon. As of now, they're blocking the lagoon, and there's going to be trouble for Accra.
Do you have an idea about these settlers, where they came from, or how they got to their place?
They come from the north. I think the president, Ima, he was born in that area.
What do you wish that?
The government says it's going to resettle them. So that's what we are waiting for. Owners are clamoring to have their plots of land.
Ni, have you made any attempt, since it's also under your jurisdiction, to reach out to them to see how they are resettled so that you can have back your land for other development programs?
Discussions with them. But this was the Ghana Traditional Council. That they were going to resettle in one portion of Accra, and that's all I know about.
That was the traditional point of view, but how about the state, and where lies the future of these slum dwellers? Accra Metropolitan Assembly, AMA for short, is the local state wing, and Afedoko Van der Poy is the chief executive.
The old Fadama had never been intended for human habitation because of the nature of the place. It was an extension of the Kole. When the Kole overflowed, it always used to be where the water will go. When it dries, the youth of Accra used to have about 7 to 8 football fields. But I think during the era of the first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, the place was earmarked as not habitable for human beings. And that is what it has been.
What is the intention of the metropolis now? What do you hope to do with it?
Well, it's rather unfortunate that today people have occupied the whole place, all sort of activities that are not good for human livelihood is going on over there. Well, as we sit today, there is an order from the assembly to clear the place. That is what is on the books, that the place should be cleared. But I believe that today there are scientific and modern technologies that could be applied to an environment to make it
well established. Have you considered any form of resettlement?
Well, that is why the plan of the assembly still stands, that the place should be cleared. And any formal arrangement to clear the place first has to be done by the resettlement of the commercial activities, such as the timber market, the onion market, yam market. The government is building the project at Kajinkotoku, and as soon as those projects are completed, those activities will be moved over there. And what will be left would be some of the settlements over there that will have to be cleared.
Around what time are we expecting this to be in place?
The project at Kajinkotoku is far advanced. I'm sure that should be completed very soon, some few months.
What does it signify, noting that Ghana's capital has not less than 25 major slums? The emergence of more slums and expansion of ones like Old Fadama is indicative of the fact that the speed of growth in Accra does not match the provision of vital services such as waste collection, potable water and electricity. It is expected that a more holistic and participatory approach is employed to improve on the typical slum conditions and reduce the rate of expansion while making pragmatic efforts to curb rural urban drift. Reporting for Radio Ghana, I'm Rose Mugezi in Accra.